Now, so as I said at the start of the show, coming up, we'll be bringing you the excitement among young Dingle and Austin Stack supporters ahead of Sunday's County Senior Football Final. But in the meantime, get a load of this from the fourth class at Scull Owen, Ballinock in Tralee.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Of that from the four classes Scull Owen, Ballinock, Tralee, solid Rocky fans. Can Dingle do better than that? We'll be finding out. Now we're returning to our build-up to the County Senior Football Final this weekend. You would think that Scull Owen and Ballinock in Tralee would be a bastion of Austin Stack support, but there are women and men of the West who've infiltrated this part of Rocky Land.
Robert Kennedy is my name. I'm a fourth class teacher here in Scull Owen in Ballinock, and everyone in the school is looking forward to the county final next Sunday, Dingle against Austin Stack. I'm originally from Dingle. I'm living and teaching in Scull Owen with years, so they've been great fun all week. I've been pranked by the teachers and the students, putting up flags and everything in my room, so we're really just looking forward to a great game on Sunday, and hopefully we'll be bringing the Bishop Minehan Cup back across Plinabrille Bridge for Dingle, hopefully.
Can you admit, though, it is a bit awkward?
It is all right. I suppose we're surrounded by Stack people here in Scull Owen and Ballinock. It's just great, the buzz that's been here all week. There's a few staff members that are from Dingle. There's plenty of Stack representatives as well on the teaching staff. And the boys and girls who play football with the Stack, they're really looking forward to the game. And I'm sure they're going to be rooting for their team. Hopefully we'll have a good game and everyone can enjoy it.
Robert, it's not just that tad bit uncomfortable in school, because your own daughter has played for Stacks as well.
I'm coaching with Stacks with 9 years, so I get plenty of grief anytime both teams are playing, and there's a bit of split in our camp at home. My daughter Clodagh plays with the under 14 team, and I was trying to convince her to wear the red and white of Dingle, but she was having none of it. So she's gone up supporting the Rockies, and I'll be doing my bit for Dingle.
Now I have to ask you about this, Robert, and I might bring in you, Donna, as well. There's an elephant right in front of me with a bowler hat and wearing the colours of Austin Stack.
Yeah, there is. So I suppose Donna and Connor's teacher, Mrs. Shukru, Susan Shukru, and her son Tom, they've been going into my room on every morning, and I'd arrive in and they'd have the mascot here. I think they're calling it, is it Joe Boys, is it?
No, it's Jim O'Connor, the elephant in midfield.
Robert has been referencing Connor and Donna, and we're talking about Connor Long and Donna Townsend Scanlon. And we'll talk to Donna, who's in fourth class, aren't you, Donna? Tell us a bit more about the elephant and all the tricks you're playing on poor Mr. Kennedy.
So the elephant, he's got this Stacks jersey right here on, and our teacher has been putting this in Mr. Kennedy, as you've just talked to, and also another Dingle person we have here, Mr. Brosnan. Our teacher's been putting the elephant and a flag in their rooms, so they are probably going to get fed up with it soon.
Connor Long, who's in fourth class alongside Donna, explained his very close family tie to Austin Stack's men's senior football setup.
My dad's the manager of Stack, so I normally go to the training on Fridays.
Dingle should be watching out for Joe, Joe, Armin, Ben and Paddy.
Joe O'Connor, you mentioned there against the game against Rathmore. Didn't Paddy and Joe score combined one goal and 10 points?
Yeah, they did. They scored. Yeah, Joe's finish was good.
And you want to come back in, Donna?
The key battles will be in midfield and I'd say Stax's back line. There'll be battles everywhere in it, like, and it will be close, but I think I predict that Stax win because, as we know, it was a tight game for Dingle and also for Stax, but in the end they just had a bit more energy in them, I guess.
And if Dingle win, by any chance, will you be saying sorry to Mr. Kennedy and all the other people from Dingle who you've been teasing for the past week?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. I don't think Jim over here will be either.
No, I will not.
That's Jim the Elephant, the mascot for Austin Stax. Connor, you have something else you're really looking forward to on Sunday as well.
I'm being the mascot for Stax, so I have to bring out the trophy with another Dingle person. We have to be there at 1, then for the game we just bring the cup out and then we come back and then wait in the tunnel until the players come out and we can give them a few high fives or something.
How do you feel about doing all this? That's an important job.
Well, when I first said it, I didn't really want to, but then after thinking about it, I thought it would be kind of cool, so then I told my dad I wanted to do it.
Any butterflies?
Not really.
You'll do a great job.
Hi, my name is Catherine Ryan and I'm a teacher here in Scullone and I also have the honour of being Austin Stax Club Secretary. It's just been amazing since the final whistle blew against Rathmore last Saturday. The black and amber has been flying high, the community spirit, everyone's in good form and we're all looking forward to a great game next Sunday.
What's it been like in the school?
Oh, it's been great. Like, everybody would love to see Dingle win if it was any other team against Stax, because they haven't won it in 77 years, but we're just hoping for a rocky victory. So it's been very cordial and just great fun, like, but we're friends at the end of the day and come what may, Sunday we'll still be friends.
And Catherine, when you see and we can sense the excitement in the school, does it bring you back to when you were a child and the excitement of Austin Stax being in the county final?
Well, I was born and bred in Rock Street. I'm the fifth generation to live in our house in Rock Street. All the previous generations were born in that house. So my mother is the oldest person born in the Rock, still living in the Rock. So I remember, especially in 94, when they went up the Rock, when they won it. So there was great excitement. I was only 10 years old. So it's great to see that replicated now, so the children of 2025 can see the same atmosphere and look at the same stars and think like they can be one of those too.
Hi there, John Brosnan here. I'm a teacher in Scullone, I suppose since 2012. I'm stuck on the other side, I suppose, with Dingle, with quite a long time as well as player. And I suppose most recently is the last 6 years being selector and coach with the team. So, yeah, very much behind enemy lines here today, as you can well see.
And what has it been like? I hope you haven't been too tormented.
No, I'm really enjoying it. Now, I must say, Stax will always bring the colour and the noise and the, you know, and the glamour, you know. So it's looking forward to it. It'll be no more different on Sunday.
It was referenced there by the boys that the last time Dingle won a county championship was back in 1948.
That's right.
And you've been very consistent, particularly in the last few years, but not quite getting there. How are people feeling about being the possibility of bridging that gap?
Yeah, 77 years is a long time. It's very much, you know, I suppose you'd be confident, hopefully, that the lads will bring a bit of experience to it on Sunday, you know, having lost, but hopefully with the willing and wanting to win it. Every final, every game of football brings on a life of its own, and Sunday will be no different. And look, may the best team win. I'd know a lot of the Stax boys here, and I suppose coaching them here and the girls when they were involved here at the school. There's about 6 or 7 lads involved in the panel on Sunday with Stax that I would have coached here, which we had tremendous success here with the school. over the years. So yeah, it's his torn loyalties, I suppose, on Sunday. But there's a mutual, as Catherine was saying there, there's a mutual respect between the two clubs, and may the best team win.
Of course, it's a major sporting occasion, but isn't it such an amazing social occasion? And I have to say, when Emily and I came in here, it just lifted our hearts to see everyone decked out in the black and amber, and a few renegades in their red and white of Dingle, and just the fun and the excitement and the anticipation. The children, I know the children here will remember the build up to the game as much as the game itself in the years to come.
Yeah, it's golden. It's lovely for the kids. I have three young kids myself, and they're a very similar situation at home. They're in fifth class, third class and first class, and they're as excited as the children are here today. And it's great. It's there's an innocence and just a beauty to the whole thing with the kids, and it's lovely. There's an excitement, and it's lovely to see and lovely to be a part of.
I'm Kay Kirby. I'm a sixth class student in Scallone and an under 12 in Austin Stacks, and I'm going to the game on Sunday. I'm on the girls' teams in the school as well.
And tell us about your special connection to the team, the Austin Stack team.
Well, my brother Daniel is playing on Sunday as well.
And what's that like, being his sister? And there must be fierce excitement. There must be a lot of nerves as well. What's it like in the family?
Well, yeah, there's excitement. We're all going up to the game. And yeah, we're all just excited. A bit nervous as well, though.
But tell me, what's it been like in school all week?
There's a lot of Stacks players in the school, and I think everyone's just excited to see how it turns out.
Why do you love Gaelic football so much? Why does it mean so much to you?
Well, my dad played for Kerry, and everyone in my family plays football, and I've been playing from a young age, so...
And what's your dad's name?
William Kirby.
And what is your hope long-term? Would you love to play for Kerry?
Yeah, I'd love to play for the Kerry Ladies someday.
Hi, I'm Emma O'Shea and I'm in 6th class in Scallone. I play for our Stacks under 12s and I'm going to the game on Sunday. I'm very excited.
Will you tell listeners what you're holding?
The Stacks flag.
I just see now, is that a Dingle? Yeah. A Dingle jersey on the desk. I think Mr. Brosnan wants you to wear the Dingle top. What do you make of that? What do you make of the Dingle contingent at the school, like Mr. Brosnan and Mr. Kennedy?
I don't know. I think Stacks are going to win anyway.
I'll go back now to Donna. I thought I saw your nose wrinkling when Mr. Brosnan rolled out the Dingle top there. There was a bit of a schmig on your face. Oh, and what did you cover the Dingle top with?
Stacks flag.
Now, you have some very important information, I understand.
What's going to be happening is all the Stacks people who really are excited for the game will be going down to the clubhouse, which is down in Conley Park, and they'll be marching from there to Austin Stack Park, where the game is. There'll be people with, like, drums and all that kind of thing making a load of noise.
And will that scare Dingle fans? Will it scare even poor Kearns or Allies fans who obviously aren't in the final but will not be able to escape the fact that you're there?
I'd say if they looked out the window on wherever we're marching, they'd probably be shocked at the amount of people. Every time we have a march like that, there's quite a lot of people. I think myself and most of the people here will be going in it, apart from the Dingle people.
We've our own drums. We'll bring the fife and drum.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Connor? Is there anyone you'd like to say best wishes to?
My dad.
I don't want you to give too much away if you don't want to, but is your dad nervous? What's his form like?
Nah, he's on his phone half of the day.
And Catherine, do you want to add anything finally?
So the march, we'll be gathering at Conley Park at 11:30 and we'll be leaving at 12:15 under the guidance of Francie Breen and his followers, who's done a great job all week. I'd also like to thank our main sponsors, Kirby's Brogan, who've always been there at the bottom of the rock for us, and our associate sponsors, PST Sports. And we'd like to wish all the team under the stewardship of Dara, who's done an amazing job with us, continuing on from the Kerry Ladies, Dale, Tommy and Kieran, our physio Maura, our kitman Matthew, and all the Rocky faithful, all the best wishes on Sunday, and we hope we'll bring the Bishop Moynihan back up the rock again.
And that was concluding our report from Scallon and Ballynock yesterday, where you can see how excited everyone is up there about the Sunday's final. Just on that, speaking of Rocky, speaking of Austin Stacks, speaking of the county senior football final this Sunday, which will be broadcast live on Radio Kerry from 1:45 Garvey Super Value, let's finish with the six class pupils of Scallon, who treated us so well on yesterday when myself and when we were up there. We will end with a beautiful Kerry polka that was performed by the sixth class of Scallon Ballynock, who were guided by their teacher Adrian McSweeney. Enjoy.